Hey, baby. I don't know what you're doing right now, so I'm sorry for calling you out of the blue when you I know you're busy, but I know I can call you anytime. It's just that last time I tried, I was interrupting something and no, it's nothing. It's well, I guess it's something. And actually, the reason I'm calling you right now, but I have someone at my door. No, it's not them. It's just someone's outside of my apartment, and I'm not exactly sure how long it will take until they try breaking their way in next. No, they're not trying to rob me. They just want to talk to me, I guess. Or something, I don't know. I just need you to talk to me right now while I figure something out. No, it's not that dangerous. Maybe. I just might need something to defend myself with if they get inside. It's no big deal. I'm fine. I should be fine. Plus, you're not here right now, and I should be able to figure these things out on my own so I'm not, like, reliant on you. I called because I need you to at least try and talk me through it. If anything happens to me, then you'd be the first to know. Oh, Jesus. I can't call the police. I need to figure this out. Find a way to talk him down if I can. I know he has to have ways to break the door in, but he might not want to like resort to that yet. Which means maybe I have some time to talk him out of things, or maybe I should keep something in my back pocket. Literally. I know this isn't a joke, but it's the only thing I have that can help me think clearly. That and you. Because if I think too much, then I don't know what would happen to me. I'd probably just end up doing nothing and accept my fate, I guess, after my inevitable panic attack. Because it is the police, okay? So calling them would be pointless and might only escalate the situation to where they actually get inside. I don't want them getting involved in this because they would take his side first over mine, and I can't handle what kind of damage that would do to my life. I remember that ex I dated who didn't exactly like my flaws. Yes, the one who gave me that scar, along with everything else you might remember from that relationship. Well, I may have failed to mention a while ago that he was a police officer. Because if I said anything, then I was afraid you might have to try to, like, do something about it. I don't know. Probably would have looked for his records and tried to get him off the force or whatever else you could do. And that would have made things worse. Either they wouldn't believe you and start an investigation on you regarding my ex, or you might have gotten him kicked off and he would be coming for you next. I didn't want you to have any information on that ex because he's not exactly the most sane one of the bunch. Yes, he's outside my door. Why do you think I need something to defend myself with? I don't know. Maybe back then I was weaker compared to now, and I can do it this time. I don't know. I'm so scared, baby. I don't want him to come in, but I don't know what else to do. Do you think talking him down might be a good idea? Well, what else should I try? After I found out it was him, I tried telling him to go away. All he said was that I owed him for something. I don't know. He was yelling so loud at me, and I know he isn't breaking in now because of our neighbors, but I'm scared on what will happen if he stops caring about that. What am I supposed to do? He barely cared about me while we were together, and now he sounds crazy. Last time he yelled at me like that is when he. No. No. Baby, no. Don't come over here. I'm serious. I don't know what he would do to you. I don't want you to get hurt or worse trying to get him away from the door. It's not worth it. I would rather he got what he wanted from me than for you to do something too drastic and ruin your life. You don't deserve that from someone else, even if it's me. I would be fine in the end, I'm sure. I'd find a way to get him out of here, and hopefully out of my life, no matter what it takes. I've tried to get a protection order on him. I mean, it didn't go through. I don't know why. I mean, I guess I do. I think they told me that it would be an obstruction if I started filing orders against their own officers. As if I'm trying to get away with a crime when I'm not. I swear I'm not. Okay, then can you also believe me that you don't need to come over here? I don't want you to get hurt. I really don't want to get hurt either. But I don't know what else to do. I don't know what I want. There has to be another option than this. Is that your car starting? Baby, please, can you just get here quickly? Thank you. I'm just really scared. And all I have are kitchen knives, and I can't use that against him because then he might just use it against me. I'm sure he's in uniform too, so he has things to use against me. Again. I don't want to talk about that right now. This should have all been in the past, so I don't even know why he's here. I thought I had moved far enough away that he wouldn't know where. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I feel like he might try to break in. He just keeps yelling, and I don't know. Should I just hide? Where should I hide? I already answered him, so he'd know I was still here. Fuck. Unless I find a place where I could sneak past him and, like, leave the apartment before he notices. I know I can't outrun him, but if I got, like, a head start. Then what should I do? I haven't been able to think of anything else since I called you, and I didn't even have any ideas before then. Now all I have is to hide somewhere, but there aren't that many places I could fit in that he wouldn't check first. This is too much. God, this is too much. I don't want him to be here. I don't want to be in this apartment right now. Okay. Okay, I'll breathe. But where do you think I should hide? I know you don't want me to try to, like, sneak out while he's in here, but there has to be a place where he would look for me last while you're on your way. I guess under the bed would make it harder for him to pull me out of. Oh, what if I could use the fire escape? You can meet me out back and I can come down before he even knew I was there. I actually think it could work. No. No, it has to be here somewhere. What type of apartment building doesn't have a fire escape? Is that even legal? It has to connect to one of the windows somewhere. What? What do you mean fireproof? Do the buildings just not catch on fire all of a sudden? That's not how things work. We should have a fire escape. Well, staying in my apartment during a fire isn't really going to help me with intruders now, is it? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know I'm lashing out. I just can't take this anymore. I'm going to my bed to try breathing some more. But I don't know how long I'll have once he gets in. I think most officers are trained how to break a door in, right? And once his temper has gotten too high, then he'll do whatever it takes to get what he wants. That's why I gave him whatever he wanted. I didn't even have a formal breakup with him. I just moved out of his place as fast as I could while he was at work and left a note. I don't know. Maybe it's the reason. I never really knew why he was so angry at times. But it's been so long, and he still has a grudge this big. It's the scariest mood I've seen him in. How does he even know I live here? I just really don't want to deal with him again. He's terrifying when he gets angry, and he takes it all out on me. And with the amount of resentment he must still have, I know he'd use his job against me. He'd make it look like an accident, or that it was deserved. God, I'm in so much trouble. He hates me so much, he's gonna wanna... He might... What? What's happening? No, I don't hear him knocking. I don't know if I can. My legs can barely move. I don't know if they can make it to the door. I can try my best. He's not there anymore. Come up the back way. I doubt he would go from there. If you're parked out front, then he would go out front. Just please hurry before he catches you. Hello? Are you still there? Oh my God. Oh God, you're here. You're here. I was so scared he would have gotten to you, or me, or anyone. But you're here. You're here, and I'm so happy you are. I love you so much. I'm sorry. I barely noticed. But I don't know if I can stop myself from shaking so much. God, I love you. Thank you so much for coming over. I don't know what I would have done without you. But what do we even do now? Do you think he'll be back soon before we can leave? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let me get my key to lock up again. But what happens if he catches us? Okay, I guess so. The hallway is probably faster to get someone's attention than in here. I trust you. Yes, please get us out of here.